This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at Stitcher.com/takeaway. Internet horror broken up by the FBI.
Put it simply, we have charged that these individuals shared a dream to create the preeminent online community for the promotion of child sexual exploitation. But for the children they victimized, this was nothing short of a nightmare.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder yesterday announcing 42 arrests in the U.S., 62 worldwide, and perhaps a dozen suspects still at large after a global raid on an internet-based child pornography racket.
Social networking meets cutting-edge encryption meets perversion, where the mission was to outdo the last shocking picture posted. The criminal power of sharing. Something so wrong. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Once again, the dark side of the human being meets the cutting edge of the internet in a story on this Wednesday, August 4th, the president's 50th birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, President Obama. Let's take a look at our top headlines this morning. More worries about the health of the economy. Layoffs hit a 16-month high last month in the private sector, at least. Payroll processor ADP says 40,000 less jobs were created in July. And the Department of Agriculture announced the number of Americans who rely on food stamps has hit another all-time high. Almost 46 million Americans now get food assistance. That number was up in 49 states last month. Alabama saw the highest jump. More than a third of the state's population now gets food stamps. White House spokesman Jay Carney says while economic news has been grim lately,
we do not believe that there is a threat there of a double-dip recession. We believe that the economy will continue to grow.
President Obama has turned his focus to the economy. He's ordered his cabinet to look into tax cuts to spur hiring and programs that could provide a lift to the housing market.
They are redoubling their efforts to focus on what matters most to the American people, and that is, how are we going to put people back to work? How are we going to raise their wages, increase their security?
Later this hour, we'll look at the economic recovery by gender.
President Obama wants Congress back in Washington to end the partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration.
This is a lose-lose-lose situation that can be easily solved if Congress gets back into town and does its job.
Thousands of people are not getting paychecks because of the shutdown, motivated by an ideological dispute in the Senate. In Syria, President Bashar Assad has authorized a multi-party political system this morning, his latest effort to quell the uprising against him. Opposition activists say it's too late to bridge the gap between the regime and protesters, though. Assad's announcement comes hours after the United Nations Security Council issued a statement condemning the Syrian government.
It comes many hundreds of deaths later than we would have wanted to have this clear signal, but at least I think it's a good step forward.
That's Deputy German Ambassador to the UN, Miguel Berger. The long-awaited condemnation comes amid an all-out assault on the city of Hama. Witnesses say 45 civilians were killed just yesterday when Syrian tanks stormed the city's main square.
The United Nations has declared three new regions in Somalia as famine zones. Nancy Lindberg with USAID AID says the drought is affecting children the most.
We estimate that in the last 90 days, 29,000 Somali children have died. This is nearly 4% of the children in southern Somalia.
Officials estimate the entire south is likely to be cleared a famine zone within the next 6 weeks. And Tropical Storm Emily is making landfall in Haiti, where more than 600,000 people still live in flimsy shelters since last year's earthquake.
A federal judge has ruled former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld can be personally sued by a U.S. Army veteran who says he was imprisoned and tortured by the U.S. military. Japan intervened this morning to weaken the yen. The government announced it's buying U.S. dollars to push down the value of the Japanese currency. The Nikkei is up in Japan, but Asian markets are generally mixed. European indices are mixed as well. Futures are down this morning. The Dow ended an eight-day losing streak, but still 900 points off its year high. It gets underway at 11,896 this morning. The S&P opens at 1,260. The Nasdaq begins trading at 2312. Coming up this morning, we're going to take a look at issues related to cybercrime and cybersecurity all hour long. We'll talk about the U.S. government's expanding strategy in the war against cyber attacks, a confrontation increasingly with China. We'll talk with a former hacker who's now working on security matters. But first, exposing that global online pornography ring. We'll talk about sex crimes on the internet and the Justice Department in just a few minutes.